I want to take you one more time. I want to go to 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11. I want you to see these awesome promises, because you have to hear these things over and over and over. 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 11. According as His divine power. Now, how much power does He have?
All power.
This is the God that made the universe, folks.
Amen.
I don't know if any of you are interested in science like I am, but the other night I was watching a deal where some men were up in the space, walking around in their spacesuits, repairing the Hubble telescope. Did anybody see that? Can you imagine being out there in outer space? Miles and miles and miles above the surface, and you can look down and you can see the white and blue beautiful earth down there, and you're out there in a spacesuit repairing a telescope. We've got your wrenches in your hand. Can you imagine working out there? No. I mean, you want to make sure your safety line's fastened. Because if you were to get a little ways away from that, you're going to have trouble swimming back over there to it. But these boys were out there doing it. After they got this telescope fixed, this telescope can see things that nobody else has ever been able to see in history. So they begin to take pictures with the new provisions they'd put on the Hubble telescope, and they found a galaxy that was so beautiful. And the pictures are on the internet. It's called the Swirl Galaxy. It was so fantastically beautiful. I mean, it looked like a big flower that was turning in space. You know, it's got a bunch of array of beautiful colored stars in the middle, and then it's got the little deals off of it like it's a flower that's turning just turning out there in the cosmos. And I guess it really is. And as I watched that, they zoomed in on it. And as they zoomed in, the closer they got, there was a big black hole in the middle of this galaxy. And there was nothing that you could see. And so they kept zooming in a little closer. And all of a sudden, they zoomed into a range. And guess what was in the middle of that black hole? A perfect, beautiful cross of stars.
Oh, wow.
A big line of them like this, and then a line of them like that made a perfect cross. God must have put that in there a few billion years ago, because He knew we would get to see it someday.
Amen.
And then, of course, they said, you know, this is one of the closer galaxies to us. It's not very far away. I thought, wow, I'd love to go see that. I'll fly my rocket Mooney out there someday. Until they said that, first of all, you don't measure distance in miles or seconds or minutes like we do on Earth. You measure distance in light years. Now, a light year is 186,000 miles per second. Now then, if I could come anywhere close to that kind of speed next Wednesday when I need to go to Des Moines, Iowa, I could get out there in my airplane and just barely touch a button and I could be there. Because I couldn't cut it that close, because in 1 second at the speed of light, if you were to fire something that would go at the speed of light and you say 1,001, that's 1 second, it would have went around the world 7.5 times. Is that fast? That would make y'all's trip home seem short, wouldn't it, girl? Yeah. 7.5 times in 1 second. Now, if you could travel at that speed, think about this God that we serve. He made that galaxy out there just like He made the one we're in. And they say that's a close one. The Swirl Galaxy is a close one. If you traveled at that speed, you'd only have to travel 34 million years to get to it. Is that beyond your ability to comprehend? You're traveling at 186,000 miles a second. And you're going to do that for 34 million years, and you'll get to that galaxy. That's a close, one of the closer ones. So how big is our God?
Awesome.
So why can't we believe Him for healing?
Amen.
So when somebody tries to tell us, you know, that, oh, this God you serve, He's not real. Hey, now you got to meet too late.
Me too.
I mean, you got to you too late too, girl. Yeah. I mean, somebody said, God's not the healer. You go, oh, don't tell me that nonsense. You let me introduce you to my daughter. I'll show you a little girl had a tumor, had a cancer in her breast, and after repentance of sin and was prayed for by a man of faith, that girl was healed. And it didn't take long to do it either, did it? No. And then grandma, let me tell you about grandma. Grandma got healed too. Now, what kind of God do we serve? Is he an awesome God? He's an awesome God, but he's a God looking for faith. And what happens to us? We get into faith. Of course, just like I told Esther, May, I said, you've got to stay in faith. Now then, this is what happens to us. We take these wonderful things and we try to stand on them just like Peter did walking on the water. And then when the devil says, oh, you fool, that's not going to work for you. He'll tell you that. Oh, he's good. Just like, yeah, he's a liar. And just like Peter, oh, Lord, what am I doing out here on the water? Oh, and so when fear comes in, what happens to your healing? It goes away. You lose it. You lose it. You have to stay in faith. You can't. There's only one thing that pleases God, and it's faith. Disobedience. Peter, one of his own disciples, when he didn't believe, he couldn't walk on the water no more. He starts sinking and, of course, crying out, Lord, save me. I can just hear that cry, can't you, Scott? Just like I would be if I was out there going down in that water in the middle of the night, the storm. You were an old Navy boy, but you couldn't walk on water either, could you? You couldn't walk on water. I ain't never walked on water either, unless it was frozen. That's the only way I could walk on water. But when he started going down and he cried out to the Lord, Lord, save me. Did the Lord have compassion and mercy on him? Yes, he went back over there and took him by the hand and picked him up and said, Peter, you of little faith, why did you doubt my word? Well, now, is his word today and the word of God just as real as it was then? Sure, it's the same thing. He sent his word. Look, he says, according as his divine power, not your power, not the government's power, not the health package the government's trying to pass for us, but the divine power that God has given us. How many things?
All.
He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So when we go out and pray, oh God, I need you to do this for me. He said, all you got to do is act on it. I've already given it to you.
Amen.
It's yours. You don't have to pray about it. Amen. When you accepted me as Lord and Savior, I give you all spiritual blessings. They're all yours. All of them.
Amen.
Don't have to pray and beg and plead for me. When you became my child, I gave you everything I had.
Amen.
Everything that was belonged to me belongs to you.
Amen.
And we go around begging, oh God, I'm so depressed. I just can't do this. I can't do that. I mean, once in a while, I guess I probably offend people. You know, I say, well, get over it. Just get over it. You know, it's all yours. But Thurman, you don't understand. I said, no, you're the one that don't understand. You know, God, what did I misread this or something? According as his divine power, God's divine power, which has all power, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Oh, there's the problem. Through the knowledge. Oh, you haven't read the book lately. Well, I heard somebody talk about the book. You hadn't read it? No, I never could. I tried reading the Bible one time. I couldn't understand it, so I just laid it down. I figured I didn't need it. That's your problem.
Amen.
That's why you don't have that knowledge, because you're not in the Word. You spent too much time in other books trying to learn about other things, and you didn't put God first. So now you've been a complete failure in life, and you're going to get to die and go to hell.
Man.
Now, who wants to die and go to hell? Ooh, I don't want to see no hands on that. Anybody in their right mind would want to die and go to hell. That's an awful place. That's a terrible place. I mean, wow, if you didn't get a copy of the DVD back there that I copied off of TBN called Testimonies, Heaven and Hell Testimonies. If you didn't get a copy of that, there was four men on TBN here a while back, and they had the Praise the Lord program broken into four 30-minute shows. Two of those men had died and went to hell. Two of them had died and went to heaven. And they had all four of those men on the same night, and they give their testimony. If you haven't seen that, you ought to get a copy of that DVD and watch it. Because, man, the guys that had died and gone to hell, ooh, my God, what they saw. One of the men, he said, I was a mean guy. I mean, I was raised up in the streets of some big city with no father, no nothing. And he said, I had to fight for my life from the time I was a little kid. And he said, I didn't have any problem just killing a man at a heartbeat. No problem. He lived in that. Finally, when he got to be a grown man, he got put in prison. He said, they done everything that could be done to a man in prison. I was beaten, bruised, raped, everything. You name it, it happened to me in prison. But he said, everything that happened to me on this earth was like a Sunday school picnic compared to what the demons did to me in hell. And you think you want to go to that place? I don't think so. And you know why people are dying and going to hell? Because you're not telling them about the most wonderful thing that ever happened to you. And you're not praying for people getting their attention. That's like the other day, there was a girl. You know, we was over at Home Depot, a bunch of us guys. We was getting some stuff for this church. And we walked up there, and I don't remember, I think it was Dave or Eldon or one of them. I forget who it was. One of them, the girl was there, had her head all over like the checker. And they said, is something wrong with you? And she said, yes, I have a migraine headache. I'm just dying. One of the guys said, well, can we pray for you? And as they said, can we pray for you? I'm doing this. You know, I mean, I ain't asking. I'm not asking. But one of the guys was nicer than me. He asked her, can we pray for you? And just as I reached on her and grabbed her on the top of the head, she says, no. I said, it's too late, woman. In the name of Jesus, you're prayed for. I said, now then, woman, tell me you got a headache. Amen. And she said, well, it's gone. I said, that's Jesus, honey. That's Jesus. Amen. Now, is that the way we should be? Amen. As Christians, we should be violent with the word of God. Is that right, young lady? Amen. You know Jesus is a healer, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Esther May, you know he's a healer too, don't you? Now, all of you people in here that ain't seen a healing lately, here's two girls right here. Her daughter's been healed and Esther's been healed, and they're here to tell you it really happened. Amen. And there's a husband that'll agree with it. Is God good or is he good?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to have to start doing some things in faith.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I've Got Jesus Riding With Me, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.